Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number two, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And I've been pursuing my next guest for a while. I met him on the in the middle of the walkway at SHOT Show, which is trying to have a conversation there. It's a little bit like trying to do the waltz in the middle of a buffalo stampede. But then we also took a Steve Fisher class together in the low country of South Carolina, where it was hotter than blazes, and tried to learn how to shoot with optics on gun. So joining us for the first time from No Other Choice is The Truth, or as he is known by other people, Kevin Dixie. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me, man. Sorry for the delay, but I'm glad to be on with you.
Well, I mean, you're busy. I know you're busy. Yeah, you do a lot of traveling, don't you?
Yeah, fair amount. Now, I'm not going to say I'm the busiest guy, but, you know, I do miss the wife and kids from time to time.
Well, I mean, the reason you're not just doing training. I mean, you're out there on the political front. You do some you show up at events. You speak at events. I mean, you have a very multifaceted approach to the Second Amendment world, which most people don't have that much of a spread on what they do.
You know, I have a firm belief that the Second Amendment protects who we are. So I decided not to forget who I was and how I started just as a young man and a man in this world. The guns and the rights protect who we are, but I also think that it's okay to, you know, step beyond the trigger and start really getting out there doing work where we can remind people of, you know, exactly the country we're trying to enhance or the country we're trying to preserve. So gun training and guns and everything is great, but there's a lot of work to do in the world with people. So I just like to help lives, whether it's saving them or teaching them to save themselves or just giving them inspiration or education.
Let's talk a little bit, because when Tim Knight introduced me to you, you were walking around carrying a Kevin Dixie sort of signature type H&K VP9,
mm-hmm.
which I later saw you shoot, or I presume one like it, at Steve's class and everything else. Tell me about that gun. Tell me why you picked that platform to go with.
Oh, man. Well, the HK VP9 is it's just my favorite handgun. It always has been. A lot of great options out there, but that one's just a marriage made in heaven. So I've got an extensive amount of time behind that particular handgun. I'm going to say easily without, you know, inflate numbers, well over 100,000 rounds shooting through that handgun.
Wow.
So I decided to when I decided that I was going to, you know, do a project and a signature release, if you're going to ever, you know, modify or customize something, you probably should have, you know, a fair amount of experience with it, right? So knowing what I wanted out of that platform, when a buddy of mine kicked me in the butt, I was kind of dragging my feet because I just didn't want to be the guy that, you know, felt or others felt, oh, okay, you got, like, this popularity, you know, do what all the cool kids do and release a gun. It was a little bit more than that for me. I wanted to, so I stalled on it. I had designed the gun 2 years and worked with a couple of buddies that are great engineers, Wayne Hammer and Larry with J&L Machining, who worked on this gun, and it's like, all right, cool. They kicked me in the butt. We got it going, but it needed to be something more. So we remanufactured the gun, and the gun stands for more than just, you know, a cool pistol that you shoot. It's a well-made machine. Everything about it has a purpose and a reason. The gun to date has been through 45 to 50,000 rounds itself with no failures. It's a really good machine. But you know what? We have other great machines, right?
Sure.
So I wanted to do something a little bit different that was part of who I am. So what I decided to do is something that I'd never seen done before. You know, just like you, I'm pretty sure you have. You bought, you know, your fair amount of guns, and you open a box, and you get the owner's manual and the lock and things like that. And, you know, I was like, that's great. You know, all that is great. But what do we really have these guns for? So I decided to talk about the reasons why, or a few of the select reasons why we even own this thing. Like, what is it for? So I started putting those stories into the cases of the gun. So gun control is alive by nature. It's rooted in racism, hatred, and control of individuals, giving you the ability to abuse them, giving you the ability, well, lacking their ability to be able to resist tyranny, resist assault, and things of that nature. And I think for most part, many people know that, but there are tons of people that don't. So I wanted to do more. So the first case we released, which you saw at SHOT Show, which is when I was looking around, was actually two of them. One tells the story of Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1921, which roughly 80% of Americans don't even know about. They just have no clue. Some maybe heard about it before and don't know much, and
right.
Maybe 10% of people really are familiar with what it is, and that's fine because Tulsa, Oklahoma was literally wiped from the history books. If it wasn't for Googles, we probably still wouldn't know about it. They would try to get rid of it. It would just been something that passed from, you know, generation to generation in conversation, but no proof of it. And I won't, you know, take up a ton of time talking about Black Wall Street in particular. It's a great thing. You guys can, you know, the followers can and the listeners can Google my name, Kevin Dixie, the truth. And I got probably 3 or 4 hours of doing nothing but talking about these stories. But Black Wall Street was something that happened back in 1921. Long story short, there was a concern with a young black boy who was a shoe shiner when he stepped into an elevator and made accidental contact with a young white girl. She screamed. He, in fear, you know, you got to remember the time, right? We're in the 20s, early 20s. So you got a young white lady screaming. You got a black kid that looked like he did something wrong. So he ran. I mean, who wouldn't? You got to think about the times. He was caught, jailed. And the black man in Black Wall Street, which was this great economic kind of just paradise. Black Wall Street, because segregation obviously was a huge thing at the time. So these individuals built their own sustainable community. Financially, it was great. That's where it gets the name Black Wall Street from. Financially, education centers, grocery stores, plenty of entrepreneurs, shops out the wazoo, everything you would need in their own little community. And so they were self-sufficient. However, because of things like, you know, Jim Crow laws and variants of it, they were limited to the amount or type of guns they can have. And I always tell people that one thing about gun control is when they start telling you what you can and cannot have, it is the illusion of freedom. It's just to make you think that you're free, but you're really not. So they had limited guns. They could own some, but not many. Well, they went to make sure that this young man received a fair trial, made sure that everything was right. They went to the jail, down to the sheriff's office. Sheriff's reassuring them that everything's going to be fine. Well, this mob of white men from the surrounding county, you know, they come up and you got these guys sitting outside the jail, and they're just there to make sure that the kid gets a fair trial. He's 17 years old. They just want to make sure he gets a fair trial. Well, there were rumors that they were going to go to the jail and hang him. And that's what they were going to the jail to do. They were going to, you know, kind of push past the sheriff and hang this kid, which is why the gentleman stood guard to make sure that didn't happen, that he gets his day in court. Well, the mob did come. They came to do just that. And they were met with these guys. And there was words exchanged. Obviously, you can imagine some of the language
what, Kevin,
being
Kevin?
Thrown back and forth.
Yeah. We're coming up on the break, so if you would. We're going to continue this in the next segment. Tell everybody how they can find you and what you do.
Oh, sure. You can find me, just throw in a Google, Kevin Dixie or The Real NOC for No Other Choice. You can find me out there, and I am a 2A advocate. I'm a trainer. I'm a civil rights advocate, an activist, and a healer of mankind.
And a shooter.
And a shooter.
I was having a bad day that I had a very bad day that day. We'll talk about that class in a minute. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Kevin Dixie. The name of his school is Knock No Other Choice, and what he does preach and put out there is the truth. He dispels a bunch of notions that a bunch of people have. So, let me ask you a question. So, the gun that I saw at SHOT Show, was that the gun with just a optic mounted on it when by the time we got to Reidsville, South Carolina?
No, you saw just a different, it was the same gun, but this one was just all black, and it just had the Vortex Venom sitting on top of it, M-Force APO. The same gun, the one you saw at SHOT Show was red and black, this one was all black.
Kevin was as I was walking around filming it, Kevin was sort of a, you assimilated with the whole optics thing, didn't you?
You know, I resisted for a while, like years ago. I resisted. I'm like, nah, irons are just fine, man. Now, the eyes aren't quite what they used to be. They're still pretty good, but when you add in sight acquisition with the RDS systems and night vision is a part of my repertoire now as well. You can't go wrong with them.
So do you carry a gun now with an optic on it?
Yes.
And what did you think? Now, I've been to other classes before. I've been to many other classes, and most of the other classes I've been to have always sort of been pretty close to the same. And with Steve sort of dispensed with a whole bunch of dogma that is normally that I associate normally with some classes. What do you think of his? What did you think of his style?
I enjoyed it. Steve's, just from communicating with him, I knew what I was in for. But he was, very direct to the point. Let's trim the fat. Let's talk about it. Like, let's really get down to it. Let's get rid of the fantasy. Let's get rid of the rumors, or let's address them. And let's get down to how you use this thing to win in a fight and understand some of the science behind it. So, absolutely phenomenal job. He squares a ton of information in one day. I think it was phenomenal. It drove me to really, really go deeper into this RDS game and really get to understanding the things behind it, which led me to saying, okay, I'm going to keep RDS on my pistol. And that's a lot of that has to do with the way Steve got that information into the class.
Well, I mean, up to a certain point, with every other class I'd ever taken, I was basically training to be what Steve refers to as a 5-yard sniper. And he backed us up to 25 yards, and I was having a particular, it was really hot that day. I was wearing sunglasses instead of my glasses, even though I had optics on the gun and everything else. So it took me a little while. I had to go into my little little mini heat stroke and go sit down for a second. And then when that was all over with, I finally settled down and I could shoot. That's a whole bunch of stuff to go through, dude, to be able to get out there. Now, that didn't happen to you. You and everybody else, I was watching you guys go through this stuff, and it's amazing how adaptable his style or his method of shooting is to most everybody else, if they'll just keep an open mind. As an instructor, is that the hardest thing to find with a student, is someone that has an open mind?
Sometimes it can be a challenge. So I try to use myself as an example, right? Like, if I go train with a guy like a Fisher or, anyone else, I walk in, the only thing I'm going to promise you is that I'm not going to forget the safety rules. Other than that, man, look, I'm an open book, show me what you got. And normally the students that I have the hardest time out of, to be honest, normally the men that say that they have whatever history. I've been shooting my uncle since I was, 4 years old. I was a military. I was a cop or whatever the case may be. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And maybe 5% of those dudes that, like, are resistant to education, that group of people, maybe 5% of them can somewhat perform. Normally those are the guys I have the biggest problem with. It's like you're allowing your ego to get in the way of your learning. And I don't understand the concept of anybody
that will pay for a service to go to a class to prove to the instructor how good they are. It's not the way it's supposed to work. Like, you're supposed to go to learn. So, but majority of people now are, you know, I think they're really getting, when you're on the range, right, that target and, you know, your movement and your motion, it's going to tell the truth, man. There's no denying it. So,
yeah.
Normally, I don't have to correct people. Their work will correct them. And then I'm just there to coach them about getting past their ego before we can make them a better performer with a firearm.
I know that. I know that with. It took me a while because I used to go to classes. I didn't have a chip on my shoulder. I just, I don't even honestly know why I used to go to classes. Everybody told me it was a good idea to go to classes, but, you know, I'm a radio guy more than I am a tactical trainer. So in order for me to get my tactical on, I got to go hang out with tactical trainers. So, but, I mean, up until the point that, and it first it was Jaeger, and then it was Steve, and both of them asked me to do the same thing, and I did it, and I really enjoyed the class. Because up to that point, I just, you know, I'd go into the class sort of like Sonny Crockett, you know. White linen jacket. Whatever car I was driving, you were supposed to think of it as a Testarossa. And right after I got done shooting, I was having a lucky strike with no filters. But that was not the case. I mean, I had a lot of flaws. And you're right. Guys don't listen that well sometimes, so.
No, they're resistant. And, you know, the crazy thing about it, and look, I tell people all the time, is everybody going to do as much training as we would like? Clearly not. Like, clearly, you know, you have the radio profession. Some guys run their own business and girls run their own business. You got, you know, single moms or, you know, like you got all these other things going on. So when you finally do get out to the range, I just encourage everybody to enjoy it. So many people look at it like a, you know, like a struggle. Like, I got to go out here and I'm going to get broken down, which is going to happen. Yeah, you're going to learn a lot. You're going to be mad at yourself. All these things are going to happen. But you know what? You can still have a good time. You can still have a good time while you're going through all that pain. And so I try to remind people of that, too. It's also going to be good for you. And then if you know that, yeah, I'm going to get worked, but I'm also going to have a good time. I'm going to learn a bunch. I'm going to meet a bunch of new friends or at least a bunch of fellow, you know, shooters. And then maybe it doesn't seem like such a pain in the butt to go do it.
There you go. Coming up on the next break, once again, if you would be so kind, tell everybody where they can go find you and what you do.
You can find me just by throwing in the Google's Kevin Dixie. I'm The Real NOC for No Other Choice on all your social media platforms. I'm a two-way advocate, firearms trainer, self-defense trainer in general, a humanitarian, just a guy that wants to see the world be better.
When we get back, I want to talk a little bit about social media with you because that you are sort of a specialist in that, whereas I am not. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A 17-year-old has been arrested in connection with the overnight shooting in Kenosha. That news as President Trump announces he's sending federal law enforcement to Kenosha to help restore law and order. The president saying in a tweet his team just got off the phone with Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, who has agreed to federal assistance. The president also saying looting, violence, and arson will not be tolerated. A curfew in Kenosha County now is set for 7 o'clock as well. The mayor of Kenosha, meanwhile, saying the violence in his community will not be tolerated.
Violence to property, violence to people, absolutely unacceptable. And it is up to us to make sure that that does not continue.
Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian. The Justice Department is requesting data from governors of states that issued COVID-19 orders that may have resulted in deaths of elderly nursing home residents. You're listening to USA Radio News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says get out now before Hurricane Laura strikes the Lone Star State.
If you're subject to a mandatory evacuation order, you have a few hours to heed it. I strongly urge you to do so.
He also tells Fox News many have left, but he's urging folks to leave if they're under a mandatory evacuation order. Utah Senator Mike Lee is hoping Americans hear a positive message coming out of this week's Republican National Convention in North Carolina.
Well, I hope that they hear a vision of what Republicans believe in. What they want. I hope that they hear a vision that is optimistic about our future.
Lee, state chairman for President Trump's reelection campaign, also says blaming the Trump administration for failing to react quickly enough during the coronavirus pandemic is overly simplistic. Vice President Mike Pence set to speak on day 3 of the RNC. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Kevin Dixie. No other choice. Knock the truth. You,
yes, sir.
You are somewhat of a social media specialist, which I guess my big question is: I've been trying to cultivate my social media, but now all of a sudden they really seem to be coming down on anybody that's 2A or conservative or gun-oriented, that kind of thing. Is it still as viable a platform, do you think, as it was when we were discussing this in Reevesville, South Carolina last year?
No, I think every day it's getting worse, in small increments. Sometimes we don't notice it, sometimes we do. Right now, you take Instagram, for example, my engagement is one of the highest on the platform. However, my following is creeping just past 13,000, and that's because of what they call shadow banning, which was something we've known of for a few years now. We thought about it a few years ago. I think for like the last 2, we've known it's actually a thing across the platforms. And so when you talk about, you know, guns, freedom, you know, you criticize the government or certain political elected officials, especially, they will, you know, limit your reach. That's basically what it is. So I got messages now where people are like, I know I've been following you. You haven't done anything to make me upset. And yet I'm not following you anymore. And this happened to me as well. And so, no, we're definitely being attacked whenever you use your voice in a way that, you know, mainstream doesn't appreciate.
So, see, one of the things I think with Trump, I think if Trump is reelected, which I'm almost certain he's going to be reelected, I think that when we get around into 2021, he's already started it a little bit with the FCC. I think he's going to put the FCC on some of these platforms and try to bring them into line. Do you think that's going to be the case, or do you think it's actually going to require a other option besides using what are the bigger social media platforms out there today?
I believe that, personally, I believe that right now the war that Trump, or the battle, if you want to call it, that Trump has with the social media platforms, I think is heightened because, A, we're in a re-election year, and he wants to be able to get his message and his things out. So I think it's more of a strategy than it is like, hey, I really care about what everybody's going through with that. I do believe that people in general should, you know, if you like a platform or you like what somebody's saying, go to their website. That's going to probably be the safest place to go, is to go to their direct website. Because, you know, you mentioned James Yeager earlier. You know, I like Yeager, a good buddy of mine, has helped me out a ton. The guy's done so much for me. And I remember that we had just done a video on his channel, and the video was getting tons of views, right? It was a great engagement between me and James. And shortly thereafter is when they deleted his channel. Now, you're talking about a guy that's been in the game since the 90s, a guy that's, you know, amassed, you know, millions of followers, and they just woke up one day like, you know what? You don't need to exist anymore. Now, put a finger and he's gone, right? So we need to, support the platforms that we have, but also make sure you're going to their website, so their direct source. You know, that way you know other ways to get in contact with the people that you support in case, you know, somebody wakes up one day and decides, hey, Kevin Dixie doesn't need to exist anymore. Steve Fisher doesn't need to exist anymore. And they snap a finger and take us away.
Well, now, Steve does something rather novel. Steve will get tired of Facebook, and he'll just delete everything he's got. And he will come back later on, and he may engage it. He does like Instagram. But, I mean, with the exception of a video player, right, because that's the big thing. I shoot video. I know you shoot video. Building out a video player on your website is very cost prohibitive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, I got a new website that's launching. My new NorthernChoice.net website will be launching in about 30 days. And I explored that during this process. And yeah, my money isn't like that. It doesn't do that. You can link to other sources besides YouTube. Unfortunately, I believe recently we just lost GunStreamer. I believe
no, GunStreamer's still there. GunStreamer is still there.
Oh, okay,
they,
great.
They had a white knight come in.
Oh, so they got saved.
They got saved, and Full 30 just got taken over by Jared Markle. He's the new CEO. He's working for somebody else that came in there and actually wants it to succeed. So we do have sources, and that does save. I mean, one of the reasons I would GunStreamer is so that I can have that embed code, you know. Just to embed the video on my website. But what that does make a lot of sense. The problem becomes the build out for a lot of people now that haven't seen the light that you've seen. They're out there. If they lose, a couple of weeks ago that a lot of gun oriented platforms lost their Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And, I mean, one of them called me and said, I just lost my Facebook page. I'm like, yeah, but you're a writer for AmmoLand. That's where everybody goes to find your stuff anyway. Plus, he does video, but, you know, he's on GunStreamer, too, and he does a stream on that. And I guess it just comes down to, Facebook is good for streaming, isn't it? That's what most people want to use Facebook for in the gun industry right now. For some reason, everybody wants to stream. I've tried streaming on it. It's a radio show.
Yeah,
some things are not meant to be watched.
So if you want to send people to a certain place, you know, on Facebook, you can just click. You can drop as many hyperlinks in the post as you want. Sure. Over Instagram, you can't do that. You know, you have to only get like one spot in your bio. But Facebook is more flexible. I personally ran away from Facebook, like it's there, but I need to start engaging with it more because there are certain people that are really, really in love with the platform, but I just don't want to sink so much investment and time into all this content, and then they just wake up one day and are like, yeah, bye. But I will. I mean, I'll take the risk, but I'm also going to have it on my website, too, so we can have some sort of backup. And Gunstream now. I'm glad that I said that to you because I was just knowing they were gone, and I'm glad that somebody came in and saved them, so that's really good.
The story is quite interesting. I don't know who he talked to, but apparently Hickok 45 told somebody that it turned out to be the guy that saved them, and I don't know his name. That they were about to go away, and they were sort of up in, you know, they were sort of a jump ball.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, he came down with it. And, I mean, I was waiting for that. It was like the very last minute. It was an 11th hour save on their part.
Man,
which I prefer them to full 30 because it's easier to get content onto Gunstreamer than it is full 30, because full 30 wants you to do MP4. None of the editing programs I use does that easily.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that about them. I sent the invite to be part of full 30 and they never accepted it. So.
Well, we got to put you in touch with Mr. Markle then. So.
Maybe they don't like my style of content. I have no idea. But I was like, hey, let me in here.
They're never going to be, you know, that's the thing about YouTube. YouTube gets a lot of foot traffic, and you're never going to have that if you get out there and say, well, I want to be a little more discerning about this, a little more choosy, perhaps. You got to get out there, and you got to let everybody be in there. It's got to be a free exchange of ideas. Coming up on the next break, tell everybody where they find you.
Find me at Kevin Dixie. Just type it in your Google machine. You can also find me on all your social media platforms at The Real NOC for no other choice. And I'm a 2A advocate, a firearms trainer, a self-defense trainer overall, a humanitarian, just trying to make the world a better place.
And he carries a very nice VP9. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Kevin Dixie. No other choice, the truth. As I have watched over the past decade of doing this radio show, one of the things that I have not seen keep pace with the trends within the gun community, where a lot of guns getting sold, a lot of new gun buyers getting out there, is training. Mm-hmm. How do we get more gun owners involved in training? I think, first of all, I never hear of somebody like you or me getting into a gunfight because we're so busy watching out for trouble. We don't have our head buried in our phone or anything. We save that for when we're at the house and we're not walking around. I don't see that happening, and I actually believe if more people trained to gunfight, that there would be fewer instances of self-defense. I don't really know where that's sort of an instinctive thing. Why do you think that hasn't really taken off?
Well, I think that, you know, we haven't, not that we just haven't achieved the mission, right? So I tell people all the time, the more you train, the less you'll shoot, to your point. So the more you train, the less you'll shoot. A, you'll understand situational awareness. You'll understand, you know, key markers in your environment that you know, make your ears pucker up, if you will. And if you do, unfortunately, have to get into a situation, you'll need less rounds because you'll be proficient with what you have at your disposal. So the more you train, the less you'll shoot. I also think that the one thing that, and it's not a bad thing, it's just the reality of it, right? So when you look at all the millions of people this year, well, per the NICS background checks, right, that are newer gun owners, right? So let's just say for an argument of number, we got 7 million new gun owners, which I'm just throwing a number out there. I know it's in a million, so. Well, what do we do to get them to train? One thing that I've noticed that it's not a problem, but sometimes we make training, even basic training, look too militarized. And so it intimidates people. They don't want to do it because they're like, I can't do what those guys are doing. You know, I'm not a former SEAL. I'm not a former Delta. Most people don't even know what that is. You know, they're like, no, this stuff is too advanced, right? So we have to soften it up just to make sure they understand that, yes, absolutely, the training that you were seeing is valid and it does have its place, but you shouldn't be intimidated because maybe that's not for you, but there are tons of options that are for you. And we have to make sure that we're being personable. We have to make sure that we are, we're giving people, you know, what they need. You know, I need Joe the Carpenter, to be comfortable coming to class with, you know, his handgun. He just got maybe a El Cheapo holster because he doesn't understand holsters. And he knows he can walk in an environment that's going to be conducive to him learning versus an environment where it's all the cool kids showing, you know, him just how much he sucks. And if you want to stop sucking, be part of the cool kid club. So
we have
to start making it a little bit more, you know, approachable for, you know, Joe the Carpenter, Bob the Plumber, and, you know, Susan the real estate agent. We have to do, and we are, it's just a continuous effort to make sure that they understand that it is for you and it's something that we are willing to walk with you through. And we don't expect you to be an expert, but we're trying to give you advice in many different ways that is going to benefit your life and its survival.
Do you think that we're going to, with the the NSSF is reckoning that we have about 5 million new gun owners? Do you think, first of all, I'd like to know where they are, but do you think we're going to see some of them showing up for training, because some of them haven't? And I'll be the first one to point this out. I don't. And if somebody gets sort of, you know, sorry if I upset anybody, but actually I'm not. A lot of gun owners get sort of apathetic after they get the gun. If they've got more than one or two, they've been to a class, you know, 5 years ago. They don't understand that training for self-defense with a gun is a little bit like a martial art. It's sort of a perishable skill if you don't continue to nurture it.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think these new gun owners who haven't got those preconceived notions built into them right now, they just got the gun, they just found out that it's, you know, they can't buy it on the internet, they won't deliver it to their house, and it's not as easy to buy a gun as it is to buy a head of, you know, lettuce. Do you think they will be open to training?
I can honestly say now, do I think that we've gotten as many of them as we should? No, but there definitely is a sector of them that are. So I've been focusing on running majority level one classes, not my advanced things. Now, I call my classes Evolve. I believe in evolving people from one state to the next as far as their abilities and their thinking process. So my level one Evolve classes have been, you know, jammed. And most of the people, I would say probably 75%, are, you know, first-time gun owners or just got their guns within the last, you know, 6 or 7 months, and they are trying to learn. They want to learn. Now, obviously, are there millions more that won't do it? Yeah, and I think that, honestly, you know where I think that comes from? I think that comes from going to the range with buddies and concealed carry classes, and let me explain why. I believe that when people, the cool thing about a gun is that it is enjoyable. You go take that first shot, it is remarkable, right? And you have a great time, and you're putting holes in the paper, and, you know, everything's great. And if you're doing that with a cousin, right? And if you go through a great, you know, concealed carry class, like in the state of Missouri, you got to do 8 hours, right? So if you had a great class and you went to the range and you shot and your instructor was half decent and they coached you and they gave you a high five and you see the holes in the paper, you're kind of like, oh, the shooting thing is great. I got it. And I'm like, you don't. It's just like I can put my 14-year-old son in a car. He can make the car go down the street, but can he drive? You know, like there's a difference. And I think that's what happens with a lot of people. They're kind of like, well, yeah, this stuff is easy, man. It's easy. It's simple. I've done it. Look, I shot the paper. You know, it might look like somebody was, you know, shooting a shotgun, you know, but I shot the paper. The dude's down. They don't understand all the nuances. And sometimes it's because of their introduction, whether it was they just had too great of a time, so they think they just got it, and they don't need anything else.
Interesting. I like the viewpoint. I just... You know, I want to see more people train. I'm kind of hoping the ammo shortage or the ammo scarcity. Well, how would you claim phrase what's going on? Is it a shortage? It's just scarce. It's over.
I think it's definitely. I would just say it's scarce. Both. I mean, you're not wrong with using either term. Manufacturers just can't keep up.
Yeah. I mean, they're running. They're running three shifts. All of them are running three shifts. Most of my sponsors are running three shifts trying to, I mean, meet demand for AR-15s. Franklin Armory is running three shifts. Aero Precision, they're running three shifts. So, Interesting times we live in.
Yeah, I might have to call you and get somebody an arrow to. Yeah, we might have to talk. We got a couple.
You need to talk about that. Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk offline.
We can do that offline. So as you go forward, what's coming up next for NOC?
Well, we're going to be looking forward to obviously getting more American strained. I am doing my best to make sure that my public message and using my platform to give people a calming voice to discuss these issues that has the country in array right now. I've, you know, humbly accepted my role that there are thousands of people that do take what I say seriously. So if I can keep, you know, half of them, you know, from doing something silly and really thinking about things in a productive manner, I will. We're gonna be pushing out the new website. Still got the Truth handgun out there. Beating the lies of gun control, and that's why it's called the Truth.
Yep.
I understand gun control is a lie, and I'm gonna talk about the truth with the gun. So we still gotta get that out there. Public speaking events. I got a lot of mentoring I want to do. Some of that's been slowed down because I spend a lot of time in the schools, and kids aren't in school right now. They're all at home in front of their computers.
Right.
And I can't. It's a little challenging, but I am gonna be moving around the country the rest of the year training. I got, you know, several states coming up. I'm waiting to get back more into the speaking sphere of things. I know we have the 2A rally back up in D.C. I'm hoping that we can still pull that off and, you know, just continue forward. This year's kind of up. I will say one thing I will be remiss if I didn't talk about. It is not until Memorial Day next year, but I will spend a lot of time planning it. For anybody, yourself included, man, I would love to have you out. You can even set up your show out there.
We're about to run out of time. So real quick. We'll reconvene and we'll do this and we'll talk about this whole thing you wanted to bring up. Okay?
Okay.
And thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
No, thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir. It was my pleasure. Hour number three is inbound. Coming up next from Ammo Land is going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.